What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think that was outstanding by the whole crew. I mean, they came out, they were gassed up and ready to go, and a little bit of that bend don't break.
Looking for a stop on the goal line again. It is right, and it is a stop, and it is Sewell, and the Bears hold on.
I thought both of those guys operated at a high level.
Play clock winding down. It's Keenum, 13-year NFL veteran, who's going to sling it for the touchdown. It is caught by Hankins, and the Bears have the lead. Fade route, Walker, it is touchdown for Chicago, and the Bears have the lead again.
Things are changing pretty quickly there, and yet they were able to stay calm and composed.
You know, seeing those guys that I was out there with, I was like, okay, feel better now. You know, like, I mean, sometimes end of preseason games, there's guys that have been hurt or pulled or you know, and there's guys playing different positions. But having Ozzie, I literally looked at him and was like, left side, and it gave me a good sense. So that's a good feeling as a quarterback.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, just after 6 o'clock on a Monday night. Oh my gosh, a Bears Monday as well. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, the Cubs. They are off today. They are off tonight. Perhaps much needed for the Cubs. They'll be right back at it tomorrow night. Another tough task. In fact, in Toronto, the AL East leading Blue Jays will have Cubs baseball coming your way tomorrow at 6 p.m. Because they are off, play an opportunity for us to respond, to react, to take a look at what's happening with the Chicago Bears. And we will get you in as well tonight. The phone lines, Tyler's just opened them up, 312-644-6767. Anything Bears related you want to respond to and talk about, let's do it. And a question for you, what are your first impressions of new head coach Ben Johnson? What do you make of his decision to not play the starters in preseason game number one? 312-644-6767. It ended the way that you feel like a lot of preseason game one should end, in a tie, right? Because you're watching a lot of twos and threes. You're not going to be able to take a lot of what you're watching and apply it to what's going to happen Monday night against the Vikings as the Bears get set for week one. But as much as we have discussed throughout the day, the decision to not play Caleb Williams, I would remind you that the ones did not play on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, right? If it just wasn't number 18 that they decided not to play, then there would be a different conversation today about, well, he may not be ready. But the fact that the Bears did not play any real starters, offense or defense, and then practice today, I think it really gives you the case, or really explains that this is a team really looking at injuries, saying it's not worth it. Let's keep it in a controlled environment until we get to preseason week two against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. See, that's my guess. I think that we will see Caleb Williams. I think we will see the ones at least for a couple of series, maybe even a quarter, going up against the Buffalo Bills next Sunday. Again, 312-644-6767. What are your first impressions of Ben Johnson? You know, we are very much in the, at least I'll say it for me, the honeymoon phase, or another way to look at it is the trust in Ben phase, right? We are trusting in Ben Johnson that he knows how to prepare a quarterback drastically different than Luke Getsy did, and maybe even more importantly, how Shane Waldron under Matt Eberflus did last year. And in the trust in Ben phase, there's one key component that Caleb Williams has not had, and that's simply teaching, right? What is a coach? A coach is a teacher that does it in the sports realm. And so if we are doing a trust in Ben phase, we are believing that he understands how to teach a quarterback in whichever system he wants to use. Because, again, Ben Johnson doesn't fall from this tree of a McVay tree or a Shanahan tree. He is very much of his own man. I believe he creates it as he goes along, but with the baseline being that he is a man who believes in running the football and then will get creative. There's this hard-nosed, tough-nosed, old-school guy, and then someone who also can keep up with each and everyone as far as being creative out there on the field. So what did Ben Johnson do with Caleb Williams Sunday morning, well before that preseason game took place? Here's Coach.
You know, we had five of those pass catchers. We had three receivers, a tight end, and a running back, and we ended up probably getting 70-plus, call it, plays on air there. And it was, we tried to make it as similar to what we would do in practice as possible. We're calling a play, or I'm giving him the play. He's calling in the huddle. We're coming up. We got motions. We got it's first down, second down, third down. We're changing everything up. And so you talk about timing and rhythm, anticipation, being on the same page in the passing game. That's where there is no substitute for real live bullets. I get that. But at the same time, when you can accumulate 70-plus reps in a day, that's pretty good. That goes a long way in terms of where you want to go with the connection with the quarterback and his pass catchers. So I wish I could do that every day with him or every other day with him, to be quite frank with you. So it was a good time to do it. You know, we'll see what next week has in mind in terms of how much we want to play guys and all that. But, you know, we'll assess that with the staff going forward.
Listen, as far as do I wish Caleb Williams would have played, yeah, selfishly, discussing it for the next 3 hours, it would have been great for you to see Caleb Williams, whether you were there at Soldier Field or watching at home, or if, you know, no matter where you were, it would be great if all of us together could react to what we saw from number 18. But most importantly, if you're getting taught poorly, it doesn't matter how much you play. Take last year. I think we all could agree that the situation that Caleb Williams arrived in was a terrible one. So I don't care if he played a half or four quarters in all three of the preseason games last year, it wouldn't meant he'd be better come week one. So if we were in a trust in Ben phase and we think that he is putting Caleb Williams in a place to succeed, it may not be right out of the gates. This may take some time. But if we believe that he's actually getting great teaching, then it goes back to OTAs and it goes to minicamp. Then it goes over the 14 days of training camp they've been having right now. Practice, if you're being taught well, matters. Teaching, coaching, and the situation you're put in. Him playing two drives against the Miami Dolphins, if he hands the ball off 4 of 7 times, does not matter week one against the Minnesota Vikings. It is the teaching, it is the accountability, it is the toughness. We got to hear from Declan Doyle today, the offense coordinator of the Bears. What has he seen from Caleb Williams recently?
The joint practice, I think he did a good job of being competitive. He's continuing to evolve as a processor and things like that, dealing with a pretty large variety of defense. You know, they're kind of stemmed from that Baltimore tree, and that's one that, you know, provides a lot of different looks, different than what he gets from our defense all the time. And so I thought that was really good to see him go out and process that. Pre-game, you know, we went out with the guys that didn't play in the game and went through kind of an extensive workout. And I thought that was really good just because a lot of times those guys go to the game and they're kind of just hanging out. But they were able to get a lot of quality work in, a lot of quality reps, just working through that mental side of the game, as well as the physical part with some of the route detail and things that we're coaching up. But I've seen him just continue to progress.
You want to text us 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open as well. Same number. First impressions of Ben Johnson so far. The three most important things that I believe are happening in training camp right now are the three things that lacked the most under Matt Eberflus: teaching, accountability, and toughness. At some point, I'll stop talking about Matt Eberflus, but was there a moment where you knew that he wasn't going to be any good? Because I've got one. I got one for you. September 10th, 2023. So otherwise known as 34 Bears games ago. Do you remember what happened September 10th, 2023? Some of you do.
What's that?
Yeah. Think about it. I'll let you think about it for a minute. Tell me the score, the final score, September 10th, 2023, week one of the NFL season.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you. 38-20, the Bears lost to the Packers in week one to begin the season. 38-20 was the final score. And here's the thing about week one in the NFL. It is the most time you will have for the next 17 weeks or 18 weeks to prepare for your opponent. Why? Because the schedule comes out in May. Ben Johnson's known he's going to have Brian Flores for about 4 or 5 months when he gets to him September 9th, I believe it is. Whatever. September 8th, Monday Night Football begins week one for the Bears. So Matt Eberflus had months and months and months to prepare against the rival of the Bears. And they came out listless. They came out sleepy. They had no game plan. They had nothing. And that was a clear sign he did not know how to teach. He did not know how to create any sort of accountability. And there was no toughness. So, yes, I'll say it again. We are in the honeymoon phase. But what are we hearing from Bears players? Right? What are we hearing of what is happening out of practice? Kevin Byard, 10 years in the league and played for Mike Vrabel with Tennessee. This is what Byard said about being at Bears training camp.
We're still a work in progress. You know, you still never really know how it's going to be until you get to those live games, live actions. But, I mean, you guys have seen it for the most part. Most practices have felt like they've been live. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been a part of a training camp like this before in my career, honestly. That practice we had, I think it was Tuesday, it was definitely live. I mean, it's times out there where you're – you know, a lot of times a coach would come in the huddle and be like, hey, this is a live period or something like that. And so we had one live period. It was like goal line, short yardage. And then at that point, guys are just asking each other, hey, is this live? And it's like, if you don't know, then you err on the side of being live. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, even though I haven't been a part of something like that, it's good because, you know, sometimes you see in the preseason games or in the first couple games of the year, it's a lot of bad tackling. So I guess when you practice it during in practice in training camp, you know, you kind of get live reps at it. So, like I said, we're just using every little edge we can get as a defense to try to, you know, set the tone and impose our will on the offense.
Again, those three things that I believe that the Bears are getting that they have not gotten in years: teaching, accountability, and toughness. And, you know, one thing about this Bears team last year, it was like they were feeding on each other. Right? Like, remember when the players had to go in and tell Shane Waldron, hey, we should probably script out some plays for your rookie quarterback, right? Like, they were feeding on each other. They were almost tearing each other apart. What does a great team do? Take any sports. What does a great organization do? They feed each other by competition. So if Ben Johnson gets this thing really rolling, by year two or year three, that culture has been set, and you know that you have to work for your spot. So what happens when you have to work for your spot? You elevate your play, right? We are all better when we are surrounded by those that are better than us, creating competition. Case Keenum after the game on Sunday.
It's competition, you know, and I think that's what this locker room is about. It's competing, whether with ourselves, you know, with our position group, and obviously with the other team. And there's some great competition out there today. And I think it showed, you know, in the heat.
You know how else you create a difficult, a challenging environment to get better is sink or swim. And that, to me, that is exactly what Caleb Williams had, the situation he's been put in, right? So many of the things that we've heard, and the media locally has done a great job. We'll talk about the national media coming up in about 10 minutes and some of just the absurd jumping of the shark when they talk about Caleb Williams, right? Like, a lot of these national shows, I feel like they've decided they're going to talk about Caleb before they decide what they need to say about him. They'll just come up with a topic because this is market number three and you'll respond. But the challenging situations where Ben Johnson knows that he needs to figure out what Caleb can or cannot do, that's called sink or swim. But what he's done is he's done it in a controlled environment instead of doing it, let's say, preseason week one. Although week one, real time is coming up here shortly. But the sink or swim, you know, for example, for me, by the way, Adam Amin, who had the call on Fox with Jonas coming up at 6:40, Judson Richards with you until 9 o'clock. I have a 5-year-old son, and no one told me that the coming of age that I would enjoy with a 5-year-old, right? Like, maybe my son is behind or advanced, I don't know. But within the last few months, he learned how to ride a bike without training wheels. That was a big one. Tyler, Alex, I see you guys. You guys aren't dads yet. You know, when you let go of those shoulders and that kid figures out how to do it on two wheels, oh, I hope you're wearing glasses because it's going to be waterworks. And last Friday, my son, within 3 weeks, he had floaties on. But we got to teach this kid how to swim because we know how dangerous pools are. On Friday, went off the diving board by himself. 10 foot deep. He's jumping off. He's swimming back. And we've done it. Much like riding a bike, it's like, damn it, he did it. When you watch it minute by minute, you're like, oh my gosh. And I encouraged him to go jump off the diving board. Very much sink or swim. But guess what? Once he did it, the next day, I didn't drop him off at the pool by himself and say, go get it, kid. No, I did sink or swim in a controlled environment. So right now, Ben Johnson, very much, although the reports, although it may not look good with what's coming out and how many times the ball's hitting the ground or, you know, delay of game penalties, all of these things, this is sink or swim in a controlled environment. Ben Johnson is learning his quarterback what he can or cannot do. And that's all in preparation for week one of the Minnesota Vikings. Declan Doyle, more from the offense coordinator of the Bears. What else does he need to see from Caleb Williams to help him get better?
Reps. Like, we have done a really good job of, utilizing a lot of walkthrough time where, we're simulating in the afternoon. You know, we're going through 45 reps plus blitz pickup, which might be 24 more reps. But the quarterback having to go through, call the play, come up to the line of scrimmage, and go through his operation. And my answer to that is there's no shortcuts. There's no way to, make it easy. You have to really go through that process, and that's what we've been going through since we started, really, when we got here. Just getting him used to, his process. He's coming to the line, accelerating that, and then getting faster and faster at it. So it becomes second nature. I saw Ben was talking about the Navy SEALs and trying to train a quarterback that way. And that's really what we're trying to do every day is just accelerate, his process, his yes, no.
70 plus reps Sunday morning, getting to put him in difficult spots, a controlled environment against the Dolphins in the practice. Against them. Again, the joint practice, most teams that do a joint practice, I've been watching it for years, don't play in the games because of how physical it is. So let's not freak out that Caleb Williams is behind because he did not play. There were 9 starters, I believe, on each side of the ball, if not more, that did not play. Here's how confident I am in those 3 things that I believe are happening: teaching, accountability, and toughness from the Bears. Write this down, guys. Okay, you don't have a pen, just remember it then. I think the Bears win Monday Night Football against Minnesota Vikings. Write that down. That's right. Take a pen, whatever you need. September 8th, I think the Bears beat the Vikings. Now, I will say this. I am not predicting that the Bears are heading to the playoffs and not predicting a double-digit win season, but I think that there is a lot of what we're seeing from Caleb is Ben putting him in a tough spot. And then guess what? Against Monday night, when it counts, Caleb is going to put him, or he's going to put him in the best place for him to succeed. No Jordan Addison. I know the Vikings won 14 games last year. Don't sell me on a 14-win team when they don't have the quarterback that threw for 4,300 yards, 5th best in the league, and 35 touchdowns to 12 interceptions for Sam Darnold. Okay? I will say, I thought J.J. McCarthy looked pretty good preseason week one. But I think this is not going to be a 40-point Ben Johnson performance. The reason why I think the Bears beat the Vikings, and I could change my mind over the next month or so, I'm giving myself an out. Guys, write that down. Just remember it then. I'm giving myself an out. I think it's a muddy game. I think it's a murky game. I think it could be a 20-17 win. I haven't even really talked much about the Bears' defense, which, the thing about week one, especially for all teams, but for the Bears, it's the most healthy you're going to be. So Jaquan Brisker, if you're concerned about his concussion issues, as he should be ultimately, he'll be ready to go week one. Andrew Billings will be ready to go week one. Grady Jarrett may feel the best he's going to feel the entire NFL season as he's getting a little long in the tooth. You're healthy on the defensive side of the ball. I think we're going to see Caleb Williams in some very, very favorable situations. There, again, no Jordan Addison and J.J. McCarthy making his very first start. I think the Bears win Monday night. Now, concerns? they're light in the running back room. Like Kyle Manungai, I've been fooled against running backs against twos and threes in preseason games. The health of Jalen Johnson. Where is Jalen Johnson when it comes to being ready to go for week one? I haven't seen that guy. No one's seen him yet. And so still don't really understand that injury. But toughness, accountability, and teaching is happening at House Hall. It has not happened for years. But I did leave myself an out. I may change my mind. But I say the Bears win week one. Adam Amin will join us coming up in just about 20 minutes. Coming up next, how long of a run will Caleb Williams have to prove he's the guy? And has the national media jumped the shark on their Caleb Williams coverage? That's coming up next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On the score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The specific things, like, really we're getting into now where we're preparing for specific opponents. And so just like last week when Miami comes to town and you're starting to prepare for that type of defense, a lot of the improvements happen, you know, within the meeting room and things like that. His process of how am I going to study this team? How am I going about executing the game plan that we're going to put together for specific team? And so Buffalo, totally different style of defense coming in. And really, that's the biggest thing that we're looking for as a staff is just him continuing to develop and handle that classroom work.
That was Bears offense coordinator Declan Doyle today discussing Caleb Williams and discussing about really the next process of growth. And I thought that that gave us a great indication. We don't know either way as of now, but I thought that that gave us a great indication that Caleb will play at least some against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night, preseason game number two. It would be hard to imagine that as they get closer and closer to that week one Monday Night Football game against the Vikings, that they wouldn't have him take the field to go along with all of that preparation for a specific defense, right? This is how we know we're getting closer. It's not just about the understanding of the playbook and the motions and formations and protection, but now it's specifically applying it to a defense, and that's the Buffalo Bills defense. So we'll look forward to seeing, finding out either way. If Caleb Williams plays on Sunday night, I think he will, at least a couple series, and I think he needs to. I certainly do. Judson Richards along with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Cubs are off this evening. Cubs and the Blue Jays in Toronto at 6 o'clock tomorrow night right here on 670 The Score. Adam Amin, who had the call on Fox, he'll join us in just about 10 minutes. Adam will join us at 6:40 here on The Score. I don't know if they do their typical production meetings when it comes to preseason games. But I know Adam is at Hallis Hall, does a lot of work from there. And so look forward to just getting his understanding and his back and forth and what he's seen from new head coach Ben Johnson. That's coming up in 10 minutes. As I mentioned, the jumping of the shark. Listen, I am not someone who was bothered by whether you want to call it the hot take world that we live in or even clickbait or whatnot. Like, I understand how we get our scores on our phone. I completely understand the change in how sports media and how it works. And if something seems absurd to me, there's plenty of absurd things out there. I would say look for the smart. I would say if you want to read about the Bears, keep it local. And it shouldn't bother me, per se. And it doesn't. Except every once in a while I see something. And from, you know, someone who does this as a living, I find it to be offensive. And perhaps I just, somewhere deep down, I just want to see Caleb Williams be the franchise quarterback that the Bears want him to be. And so I take offense to some things. One did get to me a little bit, and that was Jason McIntyre of FS1. I'm starting to get the sense that the only time I want to hear anything about the Bears on FS1 should be coming out of Danny Parkin's mouth. But there was this take, and McIntyre tried to make it about statistics, the stats of Johnny Manziel and how they were comparable to the rookie year of Caleb Williams. But, you know, the headline read, "Is Caleb Williams the next Johnny Football?" And that is such a loaded comp to make when you compare him to Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel, in my opinion, he is the worst kind of athlete because he is a guy who had every opportunity to be great, and he just wanted to be in the club. I mean, Johnny Manziel just wanted to be party, just wanted to party, just wanted to be famous, and didn't really want to put into work to go after the opportunity that he was given. In fact, I think Johnny Manziel was afraid of failure, and so instead of actually trying and failing, he decided to just take the easy way out. Take the easy way out, and then look back and say, yeah, I regret it, which he's done. And now he's podcasting and talking to Anthony Rizzo. That's great. That's an incredibly unfair comp to Caleb Williams. I don't know if Caleb is going to be great. I don't. But I can tell he's putting in the work. I can tell you that he's putting in the time. I can tell you that it's absolutely nothing like Johnny Manziel. I found that to be a completely loaded take. And that is the kind of clickbait stuff that I feel is unfair to Caleb Williams because, and Caleb shouldn't care, by the way. I hope he's not even looking at it. I hope he doesn't see it. This whole finding motivation and screenshotting people that slight you. If I were to give any of these guys advice, I would say focus on you and just be the best that you can be because that trash is going to be everywhere. It absolutely is everywhere just because of the sports landscape that we live in and trying to get eyes and ears to look at things. You want to comp a lesser quarterback over the years and you think Caleb may trend to him? That's fine. But don't comp him to a guy that looked for the easy way out and then says, yeah, I regret that I didn't try harder, like Johnny Manziel, because Caleb is putting in the time. He is putting in the time. And this is a guy that got sacked 68 times last year and got up every single time. Like, the thing about not playing Caleb Williams in preseason game one because he could get hurt, which is fine. But if there's one thing that we learned about Caleb more than anything else last year, is he's always going to get back up. 68 sacks, almost the most all time. And did he tap out one time? Anthony Richardson with the Colts was winded, so he took himself out of the game. There was no way that Caleb Williams wasn't concussed at one point last year, and he stayed in the game. I'm not saying you should play through concussions, but there's no way you can get hit as many times as he did and think that he made it out unscathed. Watch that Texans game. I believe it was week 2 last year. That dude got destroyed and somehow may have been a pass or two away from winning it down the stretch. So Johnny Manziel, who just quit really on any opportunity because he didn't want to put in the work because it was too hard, versus what Caleb Williams is trying to do. Will he be great? I don't know. Do I believe he's invested in trying to reach it? I absolutely do. Another absurd one that I saw out of FS1, Colin Cowherd says about Caleb, we're going to know by early October if he can play or not. Two earlies. I'm not exaggerating. We're going to know by early October. How early in October do we have to know by? October 1? Is it perhaps the fifth game of the season? I feel like Caleb is going to have... Correct me if I'm wrong. The text line is open, 312-644-6767. The one thing that I think Bears fans need to have, and I'm not one to tell you how to act. You react however you want to react, but I think patience is going to be something the Bears fans may need to take on with Caleb Williams. Why? Because I think sometimes I think there may be weeks where Caleb looks like a top five quarterback, and I think there may be weeks where he looks like a bottom 25 quarterback. There are going to be defenses that figure him out or confuse him, and there are going to be games where he and Ben Johnson are just on the same page, and he's going to be awesome. But the quote, we're going to know by early October if Caleb can play or not. There were multiple throws, quarters, games last year. Remember when they went to London? We know that he can play. We absolutely know that he can play. The question is, can he be great? Can he be great? Can he be a franchise quarterback week in, week out? So, I think there's going to be a lot of patience. Now, this I found very interesting. Teron Armstead, 12 years in the league. He's done now. Played a left tackle, long time with the Saints. Played the last 3 years with the Dolphins. Has a podcast, The Set. He talked about what he saw from Caleb Williams in that joint practice against the Dolphins.
Let me just kind of touch on the Bears situation briefly with Caleb Williams. Like I'm seeing him, and you can see the number one overall pick talent. You can see where that came from and why he was the number one overall pick. And you see it, you see some impressive throws. But Caleb's process, as we talked about quarterback processes, Caleb's process playing that quarterback position has to improve fast and pretty fast, in my opinion. On a consistent basis, Caleb was not able to recognize where he was in danger. He wasn't feeling pressure. He wasn't feeling blitzes. He wasn't seeing blitzes and threats pre-snap. Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins defensive coordinator, was able to send guys from all different spots on the field. And, man, a lot of those got home. A lot of those would have been sacks. So as many times as Tua would have been sacked during this practice from what the Bears were doing up front, Caleb Williams would have been sacked even more.
I thought that was very fair from Teron Armstead. And listen, we made so much about Caleb Williams not knowing how to watch film or no one watching film with him. You know what would help Caleb Williams by someone having an educated eye is to learn about blitz pickups and to learn about tells. So when Caleb says, hey, no one was watching film with me, that's a problem. I promise you someone is watching film with him right now and coaching him up about how to understand the fine nuances to get better at exactly what Teron Armstead was talking about there. Hey, coming up next, he had the call yesterday for Fox. We'll discuss preseason game one with Adam Amin. What did he make of the Ben Johnson-led Bears? That's next on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Score.
Fade route, Walker! It is touchdown for Chicago! And the Bears have the lead again! The little floating fade pass for the rookie out of Texas A&M by way of Grand Valley State. That makes my friend Jim Miller, the Michigander, very happy. What a play, what a throw, what a catch.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Forget about preseason. Our next guest, he was already in mid-season form. Guests join us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Joining us now on The Score, voice of the Bulls on CHSN and calling games for Fox Sports, it is Adam Amin. Adam, hard to believe you're back in the booth already at Soldier Field. You believe football season's here?
I can't believe it. It's already here. I appreciate you saying I felt good being on the air yesterday. It did feel like midseason form, except for me blowing the timeout situation at the end of regulation. But in the 24-24 preseason game, maybe it's not the end of the world. I'll clean that up for the regular season.
Yeah, I can tell you from my couch, I was not in midseason form keeping up with the game. So I missed that. So you and I, we'll pretend like that never happened, Adam. You know, for the first time in 7 years, there wasn't a head coach named Matt or interim leading the Bears. Anything operationally or otherwise stick out to you from a Ben Johnson-led Bears team?
I think for the most part, it was pretty clean. There were a couple of things that maybe stuck out just in terms of lining up. A lot of that was the second and third string guys. Obviously, the starters didn't really play. So you expect that there might be a few more flags. That's often the case across the league in the preseason, especially in second halves of these games. So that's not too shocking. It felt like it was pretty clean. I think the operation was fairly clean. I think we'll get a better idea of it on Sunday when the Bills are in town. And, you know, I would imagine that Caleb Williams at some point will start to, you know, mix in for some reps. So I feel like, you know, that is stuff that should get cleaned up. Other than that, you know, I thought timeout wise, you know, that's one of the main things that we talk about. I like that fourth down call in a tie game and maybe indicating that you trust your defense. And I imagine there are going to be many moments where Ben Johnson, because of some offensive limitations to start the year, might be leaning on that defense to make a play like that, or may want to give his offense some confidence and we'll go for it on a fourth down like he did yesterday and say, I trust Dennis Allen's defense if we don't get this. So I'll be curious to see how this evolves, but I thought for the most part pretty clean from Ben Johnson's side of things.
Adam, I've enjoyed just kind of learning about Ben Johnson, getting an understanding of what he is all about. Listen, when you're kind of standing beside or behind Dan Campbell, you're going to be overshadowed by toughness. But I think that Ben Johnson has been able to carry over or create what he's wanted to for a culture change. I don't know if you got a chance at a production meeting. I know you're around Hallis Hall a lot. Have you had a lot of interaction with Ben Johnson? What do you make of the man so far?
Well, I haven't actually had any interaction with him this season. It's, you know, obviously we're probably going to get a chance to speak with them, or at least some more of the coordinators and players in the next couple of weeks for preseason. They usually split some of these weeks up, so we're not talking to Ben every week before the preseason games. But I've had a lot of time with Ben as the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator these last few years, and it's so interesting to me to hear and see and you know, read reports, and obviously we see the footage as well, that, you know, he's very intense, and there have been very intense moments at training camp. We've heard 10-year veterans talk about how intense Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen have been. Not shocking about Dennis, a little bit surprising to hear about Ben, because as I mentioned yesterday, he was very mild-mannered as a coordinator. You know, I've always talked about these stories, and I've told him on air many times that he was a software developer in his home state of North Carolina before he got into coaching. He's a self-described math geek. He's a, you know, double major at North Carolina in computer science and mathematics. He didn't really think he wanted to go into coaching until, you know, he got to college. He was a walk-on at North Carolina. He was a backup to TJ Yates, who eventually turned down an NFL career. you know, he's a son of educators. His sister is an educator. It's a very interesting turn to see how intense that he's being in this head coaching role. And I imagine Dan Campbell has a little bit of his fingerprints on that as well. You know, I know Ben takes a lot of pride in having coached under Dan and considers Dan a mentor. So I guess knowing where he's come from, but seeing how intensely focused he was as a coordinator, I like the kind of start to where Ben is. And I, again, another thing I look forward to seeing as the season goes on.
We're joined by Adam Amin on 6-7 The Score. Adam, where's your, this is a tough one, but where's your confidence level that Caleb Williams can become the quarterback that Ryan Poles drafted him to be?
I think it's 50-50 right now. And I don't think that's I don't think I'm undershooting it or saying that it's not possible. And I'm just trying to temper some expectations. I think he's got all the talent in the world. We knew that coming out of college. We saw the flashes of that last year. And one thing he did do is take care of the football. So he's got three really important, you know, things going for him in a positive direction. You know, whether it's the athleticism, the scramble ability, you know, understanding how not to put the ball in harm's way as often as maybe some other rookie quarterbacks do. And he's got the want to, you know, he's got the confidence for it. I think now it's a matter of execution in the offense that Ben Johnson wants to put him in. I think this progression style is really important to how Jared Goff developed in Detroit. You know, the jump that Goff made, he was a Super Bowl quarterback in Los Angeles, but he really came to came into his own under Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell. So I feel like if Caleb can pick up the nuances of some of the things Ben Johnson wants him to do, I think there's a real distinct possibility that we'll see growth in the next couple of years. I'm at 50-50 right now just because I've only seen flashes of it. I haven't seen the consistency. And we're only one game into the preseason where Williams didn't play. So obviously we don't have a real taste of it just yet.
Yeah, I said in the previous segment that there are going to be weeks where he may look like a top five quarterback just because the game plan worked out. There may be other weeks where he looks like a bottom 25, bottom 32 quarterback as he tries to figure this thing out and we find out if he really is the guy. Although I do think he's going to get plenty of time. They have so much invested in him. And Ryan Poles isn't going to go back down starting over like he did. I just don't think that that's in his contract. You know, Adam, one thing that as far as that lengthy workout yesterday morning with Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson led it all. He may not be able to do things like that if he doesn't have someone like Dennis Allen watching the other side of the ball. What does it say about Ben for him to bring in a guy with as much history and time in the league as Dennis Allen?
I think it's a great move. I do feel like the last couple of coaches, the Matts, Nagy, and Eberflus, you know, the hardest part about making the transition from coordinator to coach is how much you may feel spread through the entire organization. It's exponentially more that you have to worry about. You know, when you only have to worry about one side of the ball and your three or four position groups, if you're a defensive coordinator or maybe, you know, the five or six position groups, depending on how your splits are on the offensive side, or you only have to worry about your battery and your return guys when you're the special teams coordinator, it's a lot easier to be able to focus on those things and make them the very best and the most prepared every single week. To go from four position groups, five position groups to essentially 12 or 13, you know, that's a lot to be concerned with, and you're the play caller. Matt Nagy was the play caller and had to give it up at one point, you know, during his tenure. Matt Eberflus had to take over play calling because even the coordinator stuff wasn't working out. And maybe the offense didn't feel as engaged at times. That's when you lean on a great, great coordinator, when you're a head coach who is trying to take on a lot more than you've ever been used to. You know, the jokes about, compare presidents and head coaches, head football coaches, in a short amount of time and look at the before and after photos, and it's very glaring how much this job can take a toll on you. So having somebody like Dennis Allen, a veteran presence, I know he hasn't had the best record coaching. I know he had some struggles in with the Raiders. He had some positive years, you know, with the Saints. And I know they took a step back a couple times the last two years, but to have somebody like him that can be leaned upon for operational stuff, for formatting, for how you want to go about the routine of a week, getting input into things like that, that's an invaluable asset. And I think Ben Johnson is very much looking at his entire coaching staff as an asset. Same thing with a guy like Eric Bieniemy, who's been a coordinator, now is just a position coach. focused on one group, you know, that's a great asset to have. Antoine Randall, your assistant head coach, who was with him in Detroit, who is the wide receiver coach as well. I think he's done a great job of building a staff. And Dennis Allen is right at the top of that list for Ben Johnson.
I'm Judson Richards with you on 670 The Score, joined now by Voice of the Bulls on CHS. And, of course, calling games for Fox and Fox Sports is Adam Amin, who had a great call yesterday for the Bears-Dolphins tie preseason week one. Adam, give me the realistic takeaway of the game that Kyle Manungai had and who you think he could be for the Bears.
I mean, listen, he's fighting for that number two spot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there. And it makes sense, too. The other element to this, and I thought Jim Miller did a good job of illustrating this, special teams is even more important now with these rule changes. With this and this major rule change of the touchback being moved to the 35-yard line, that has a major domino effect on how you draft. And not only, you know, your special teams guys aren't just the backup defensive backs or the backup linebackers. Your special teams guys have significant roles to play, and whether it's in the return game or in kick coverage, you know, Kyle Manungai is going to earn himself a spot based off his performance as a back and what he can do in special teams. And this is how organizations have to draft now, knowing that this rule change took place. I did some research about this. Shy of midfield, when the ball is shy of midfield, anywhere from the 1 to the 49-yard line, your chance of scoring goes up 10% for every 10 yards. Now, it's not exactly 1-to-1, but on average, every 10 yards before the 50, your chance to score goes up 10%. And then it goes exponentially up once you get past midfield, essentially when you get to the 45 or 40-yard line of the opponent, because now you're in field goal range. So those 5 yards mean a lot to just touchdown and scoring expectancy in the NFL. And a lot of special teams coordinators and head coaches don't want to give up that extra 5-yard gain. So the kickers have to be way more precise. Tacklers, you know, your special teams mavens have to be much sharper now than even they were a year ago. So that's how else a player like Kyle Manungai can make an impact in the game. Roschon Johnson was a great short yardage back last year. He had 6 touchdowns, all of 1 yard. You know, you can rely on him in the goal line situations, but to give DeAndre Swift a breather, especially if he is used by Ben Johnson the way that he was when he was with Johnson in Detroit, that's a lot of reps to take. So that's going to, you know, that's going to require some time on the bench to relax. And that's where Kyle Manungai can make an impact immediately.
Adam, I do expect Caleb Williams, nothing's been confirmed, but I do think we'll see Caleb at least a little bit against the Bills on Sunday. Do you?
I think so. I think the coaching staff has done pretty well of keeping all this stuff close to the vest, as most coaches now, you know, have done over the last 5 or 10 years in preseason. That's been such a drastic change. Every coach is different. Every game is different. You know, it used to be kind of a set thing for your 4 games. You know, your first one, maybe not everybody plays. Your second and third game, you know, your second game is essentially, you know, get your starters warmed up. Third game, they're going to go deeper into the game. And then fourth game was often like, all right, this is just the guys battling for the backup jobs.
Right.
That used to be the case. That's not the case across the board in the league anymore. So I think it's important for Caleb to get some operational reps more than anything else with Ben Johnson. I know they're going to have joint practices. I'm sure he's going to have a very good opportunity against the ones to get a decent amount of good looks against a real defense. But I think it's important for operational purposes, if nothing else, to get Caleb some run next week.
Adam, did you predict the Brewers becoming the greatest baseball team ever assembled?
Oh my gosh, 9 in a row, and every single time I look up, it's another one of these young pitchers that is on a hot streak. Quinn Priester right now, it was Jacob Mizrowski before, and their offense comes up clutch. I mean, this is a dangerous team, and it's scary to see where the Cubs are right now, having dropped 2-3 to a Cardinals team that was barely hanging on a few weeks ago.
Adam, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining us, man. I will take you calling any of my sports, sincerely.
I appreciate you, Judson. Thank you so very much, buddy.
All right, good stuff. Adam Amin there with us on 670 The Score, had the call for Fox, and of course, the voice of the Bulls on CHS. And Declan Doyle really made it clear that the next step for Caleb Williams, besides reps, was him focusing on a defense, preparing for a defense, just like they did against the Dolphins, and then like they're going to do against the Buffalo Bills. I would expect him to get to apply that this time by actually taking live reps in that game, but still, we wait to see. Hey, coming up at 7:30, by the way, Cubs fans, if you want to sound off, if you want to sound concerned or discuss Jed Hoyer, Craig Counsell, or this team, we'll get to the Cubs coming up at 7:30. We'll stick with the Bears here coming up next. What growth have we seen for Caleb Williams from practice 1 to practice 14 right now? We'll discuss it coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.